Why is climbing Everest still so dangerous? Why do so many people try to do it when death is such a real possibility? And why don't we bring the bodies back down again when people succumb to the conditions? One by one, your body's basic systems begin to shut down. And if you stay in the death zone for too long, that shutdown will become permanent. Covering that much ground takes time. And time is the one thing that really isn't on your side at these kinds of altitudes. So, given how dangerous climbing Mount Everest clearly is, why do people still do it? Why climb a mountain where, even on an expertly guided tour using fixed ropes, modern equipment and supplemental oxygen, you still have a better than 1% chance of dying? Well, it's quite simple, really. Because humans are a bit weird. It would be no less of an achievement to climb the world's second highest mountain. Actually, it would be far more of an achievement, because K2 is a much harder ascent than Everest, with a historical summit to death ratio of more than 20%. For better or worse, climbing Mount Everest has become something iconic. We've all seen crazy images like this one of log jams near the summit. These climbers are way up there in the death zone, where every minute counts. And yet they're standing in a queue like it's 2012 and the iPhone 5's about to be released. This isn't a case of if people will die climbing Everest. It's very much when. Aside from 2020, when climbing the mountain wasn't possible due to the pandemic, the last season without a single fatality was way back in 1977. And as we've seen, only two people actually summited it that year. Since then, every single climbing season has seen fatalities, including a record of 17 in 2023. But if things really are that bad up there, why isn't anyone doing anything about it? Because most of the time, it's simply too dangerous to risk it. Everest's upper slopes are so high that conventional helicopters can't reach them. The air's too thin to provide enough lift. Some specialized helicopters can fly that high, but they're extremely expensive. And most of the time it's either too windy or the terrain too rocky to attempt the helicopter rescue in the first place. Given how popular Everest has become, this problem is only going to get worse, and the world's highest graveyard will keep gaining new permanent residents for a long time yet.